KEAWJ. Yeah, I know. I know. I remember the old Vexlar graphs too. I was looking at them back then too, but all that was a little bit too expensive for me. Excuse me. And oh boy, it's about any hobby you take up gets kind of expensive. I've been fishing a long time, and I usually end up with about 45 rods and reels. And then once I kind of realize it, I'm like, oh, and where do I keep them all? And so I end up giving them away. When I was going to church there, a lot of the young guys didn't have stuff, so I had to hand out rods and reels to some of the guys there and cut the number down for a while. But it didn't take very long before they'd multiply. It seemed like they multiplied in the closet, you know what I mean? They'd be back up to 40-some rods and reels, you know. People ask me, what do you need so many rods and reels for? You know, I say, well, you know, you wouldn't go out on a golf course with just one club, would you? And they kind of scratch their head and go, oh, I see. KEAWJ, back to you.